One blade of the lightsaber plunged into the permacrete platform, almost up to its hilt. She rolled and was on her feet again in an instant, ready to fight. But in that same moment, Ahsoka had also rolled clear. But that was irrelevant now. Ventress was confronted by a massive hunting fly. A pretty thing with a brilliantly iridescent body and gossamer wings at a safe distance, but up close, a totally different creature. Powerful, fast, predatory, surprisingly noisy, and armed with savage mandibles the size of her hand. The delicate wings with their fine tracery of veins were actually a thick, translucent hide stretched on a sturdy bone framework. And this beast had a rider, Anakin Skywalker. The hutlet was strapped to his back. The hunting fly hovered and darted with the precision of a remote, rising vertically from a dead stop and then hanging in the air, seeming motionless except for a blur of wings that buzzed like a high-speed rotor. Rifles clicked and whirred in unison as her battle droids took aim. "Hold fire!" Ventress barked. She flung out her arm in a stop gesture.
"Hit him and you kill the hut!"
"You catch on quick," Skywalker said, drawing his lightsaber. "I'd like my Padawan back, please." He clung grimly to the hunting fly one-handed as it made what felt like strafing runs past Ventress, creating its own downdraft. As Skywalker swooped, he tried to reach out to pull Ahsoka on board. It was easier said than done for a Jedi. The creature's wings made a close approach next to impossible. Ventress spun defensively as the hunting fly zipped up and down the platform like a starfighter out of control, flicking its jointed tail and snapping its mandibles. It was heavy and fast-moving, and if it hit her, it would just run her down as hard as a repulsor truck. It clearly wasn't enjoying the ride, and neither was Skywalker. He'd hitched a ride on a large, angry predator. Ventress looked for an opening to unseat him. Ahsoka darted around, trying to jump on board. It was going to end in tears for one of them. The hunting fly was getting more aggressive and panicky by the second, shying from the lightsabers and flexing its long body as if it was trying to buck. The platform beneath her boots felt as if it was moving. It was. Her horizon tilted violently as the permacrete slab snapped cleanly away from the wall and hung at a 45-degree angle for a few final moments, supported only by a few massive brackets, which were pulling free one by one under the sheer weight of the structure. Ventress ducked to avoid an outspread wing that would have snapped her neck on impact. Then she leapt for the door, launching herself into the sudden void. "Jump!" Skywalker yelled. He didn't mean her, of course. Ventress landed on the narrow tread of the doorway and clung to the frame. An avalanche of permacrete and durasteel thundered to the jungle floor. When she looked back, the hunting fly was banking right to begin a vertical climb with Ahsoka sprawled face down in front of Skywalker, scrambling to get a grip with her legs. The astromech droid trailed them with its rockets on full burn.
"Ma'am,"
a battle droid's voice wafted from inside the doorway, almost drowned out by the rumbling debris below.
"Ma'am."
"Silence!"
Ventress watched in helpless rage as the Jedi escaped with her prize. For a second, she almost gave the order for the vulture droids to pursue and destroy. The only thing that stopped her was that she hadn't given up yet, and she could still retrieve the hutlet alive. She rested her forehead against the wall for a moment, adjusting her plan. Beneath her was a sheer drop of 800 meters.
"Electro-binoculars,"
she ordered, holding out her hand to the droid. She got a focus on the hunting fly, a speck vanishing into the treetop haze, followed by the twin points of light from the astromech's jets.
"I think I know where they'll try to head next, but their ride might have other ideas. Track them."
"Ma'am, I was trying to tell you that Count Dooku is demanding a report on your mission. Shall I tell him that the Jedi escaped?"
Ventress handed back the electro-binoculars.
"No, because they haven't. They still have to get off this planet, and I'm still going to stop them."